coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced no matter how hard they try. And believe me, they are trying. That's right. Websites, HagmanReportLive.com. That's where you can find the video, the audio, our video. By the way, what did you think of yesterday's program with Steve Quayle and Carl Tykrib? Oh my goodness. I've been getting email. I must have gotten, I don't know, at least two emails. I ton of emails about that show. If you didn't catch that, you gotta go back and watch it. I mean, wow. Okay. Look, we know that, the globalist elite, the regulars, they want to kill us all. I mean, that it's simple as that. And, you know, Media Matters, I don't care. Seriously, I don't care what you say or what you write. You're leftist lunatic, in my view, in my opinion. Your leftist lunatic rantings and ravings that, you know, none of this is true. But I'll tell you something. What we witnessed over the last 4+ years, haven't we, with President Trump, and the visceral hatred against President Trump. Now, I've got a great show lined up for you. I selected some nuggets this week. All right. Now, here's, because we've been running some theme shows, I suppose theme shows would be looking at the greater picture. And this, okay, politics, I understand it's kind of a diversion, we could say, to other issues, but really it is a, if you look at this entire world, or specifically the Western world, as a crime scene, there are different elements. And this is how my mind works and how I think. There are different elements of this crime scene. For example, you've got, the political, crime scene. You know, that's a crime scene unto itself. I mean, look what happened in Iowa, you know, with the shadow, software, and look at how that is being manipulated. And that's a complex situation. All right. But that aside, look at the, I guess what I'm trying to say is we look at events in a multi-layered fashion. And the way I look at world events is I try to do this through the lens, through my experience as an investigator, and through the lens of crime scenes, like establish everything, look at it as a crime scene, secure it, evaluate the evidence, and then report on it. That's just the way I look at it. And then, of course, you look at the multitude of crime scenes in a wider lens and see how everything fits in. So you've got multiple layers. You've got multiple venues. You've got multiple subjects and targets and multiple, issues, that are sometimes working together in a conspiracy. Other times they're working independently, yet exploiting the other factors. You know, not everything is a conspiracy. It doesn't have to be. You could have a situation take place and then that, because of that situation, you could have, John Doe 1 and Jane Doe 2 and 3 and 4 exploit that situation. Is that a conspiracy? No, that's just the way things happen. Now, does it mean that they're not working for the same objectives? No, it just means that they're not working together in a conspiratorial fashion. But then you do have the conspiracies. And those appear to occur, in my estimation, at the higher levels and sometimes at the lower levels, the useful idiot levels, I believe. So you've got a lot of middle ground in there. That's kind of how I look at things. So this week, of course, on Wednesday, we had Pastor Langford and Steve really give a great, sermon teaching, I suppose would be the word. And, it was great. And then, of course, Steve returned on, yesterday with Carl Tykrib, and that put together, at least the way I look at it, how the Marxist, the, Islamic Marxist, and all non-Christians are working to subvert the true Christian message. And is that not what we are about at the end of the day? I would think so. All right. Excuse me. Now we have news too. You know, the coronavirus. Austin Burr is going to come in, and he's done a lot more research on the coronavirus, and I've done a lot of research on this, and I'm obviously, look, I'm convinced that this is an engineered virus. Now, in looking at this, my standard would be, could I take this to, we'll say, a district attorney and say, okay, I've worked in this capacity in the past where, you know, you've got to assemble evidence for the district attorney. Now, John Moore, by the way, he appeared on Monday, and now his work was a lot with the defense, and I've worked on defense matters too. It's just, I like working on the, working in the, as an asset for the prosecution. That's just my, that's kind of how I live. That's my bent. That's my bias. But, you know, but I've worked for the defense as well. All right. But the reason I brought that up is because can we take, for example, could I take evidence to a DA for his, entertainment, entertaining, filing charges, that is, not entertainment, but, would the evidence be sufficient for me to walk into the district attorney without being, you know, tossed out, and be sufficient for him or her to pursue charges? That's kind of the way I look at all of this. All right. Before I get into the program, into the meat of the program, I want to thank my friends at Lightstream. Oh, my goodness. I got bells and whistles ringing. Hang on a second here. I guess I have to. There you go. Close that off. All right. My friends at Lightstream. Let me ask you something. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Too much? Well, then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment, the lower fixed rate, and start saving money? It's easy. It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. It's a lot lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards. So it's over 20% the national average is. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. With absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply. I'm telling you, it's really easy. Now, again, I've heard from people because I believe in this, because sometimes this just makes sense. Some customer testimonials. Let me just cite one here. Okay. This is an actual customer testimonial. I heard the radio ad and, let me start this again. I can read, right? I heard the radio ad and said it was worth looking at. I was a little skeptical because I had never done anything like this online before. To my great surprise, the loan process was very simple and easy to navigate through. I wish all loans were this efficient. Now there's one. Oh, one of many. Folks, just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. Let me spell it out for you. And I mean, spell it out for you. You ready? It's LIGHTSTREAM. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, there's two N's on Hagman. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto-pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. I want to thank my friends there for a great service. All right. So now let me back this up a little bit. Remember, well, this week we saw some historic things happen. We saw President Trump being acquitted by the Senate of two articles of impeachment, which were just bogus from day one. We knew, we felt certain this was going to happen. I don't want to say we knew this was going to happen, but we felt certain. And it happened the way we did. Of course, Mittens, Pierre Defecto went to, vote for removing President Trump, which I thought was pretty interesting. This would be akin to having jurors. You know, you're running for office, and let's say in your county, and in the jury pool has four people that running against you. Okay, this is ridiculous in my view. But there you have it. Now, because of that historic first where President Trump was acquitted, and I guarantee you, I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I do suspect that this will help President Trump in his reelection efforts. What do you think? Leave a comment in the YouTube section. I'm interested in hearing what you think, because although I believe this to be the case with voter fraud and everything else that's happening, I can't be 100% sure. I'm not sure anyone can be 100% sure because of all the fraud irregularities. I mean, again, look what happened in Iowa. Just saying. All right. I want to show you, I've got, I think, three videos. One from President Trump on his Twitter feed. Now, this is a 5-minute product of President Trump. Now, by the way, my tax dollars paid for this. Your tax dollars paid for this. And I'll be damned if we get a copyright strike on this. It's going to really hack me off, okay? Just telling you out there in YouTube land. So I don't want to hear copyright strikes, especially with this, a product that we paid for with our tax dollars. And no, not you Canadians. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Madge, a good friend Madge in Canada. I hope you have a great day tomorrow. Surprise after you see your mom, I'm sure. Madge, keep on keeping on. What are you laughing at, Eric? You laughing? Do you want to say happy birthday? You should say happy birthday. You know her.
I don't.
Yeah. come on, man. All right. No, I seriously, all right. You know what? It's fun. Birthdays are fun, aren't they? I think they're fun. Especially if they're your last birthday. Now, hang on. By last, I mean, you stop counting. You know what I mean? So I'm probably going to get some mail saying, oh, no, you, my goodness. Taken out of context, right? All right. But check this video out. This from President Trump. This is on his Twitter feed, and it's kind of a compilation. It runs about 5 minutes, and hopefully we can get through the 5 minutes, but this is what it has to do with. And I know everyone knows this. I mean, I know you know this. God bless my wife. She came up, I don't know, it was yesterday or the day before. No, the State of the Union was on Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. She came up to me and she said, did you see this? And I said, what? Look. There's video of Nancy Pelosi throughout the whole speech taking the papers and making little tears. So it wasn't really a spontaneous event. I said, yeah, I saw that. God bless you. Thank you for that. I love my wife. But she was like, I can't believe that. And that's a historical document, and that's against the law. And I thought to myself, yeah, how's that going to work? I think we've thrown laws out, haven't we? It depends. If you are a leftist or a Muslim activist, you know, whatever you call those, or if you're a communist, the laws don't apply. I don't think they apply anymore. We have a mystery here. It's a mystery, I tell you. Laws don't apply. Anyway. But she will rue the day that she did that. But okay, so she spent the entire, because, you know, she wanted to see, you know, how this was going to work. That way she didn't look like, you know, a fix-a-dent commercial, you know, trying to rip the thing. What's going on? Right? So, anyway. But what did she rip up? I know the speech. I know the State of the Union address. But it was something even more. And I thought this was a pretty good compilation. Go ahead and play it.
Charles is one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the first black fighter pilots, and he also happens to be Ian's great-grandfather.
Nope.
Tonight we have a very special surprise. I am thrilled to inform you that your husband is back from deployment. He is here with us tonight, and we couldn't keep him waiting any longer.
You gotta love this, huh?
I can proudly announce tonight that an opportunity scholarship has become available. It's going to you, and you will soon be heading to the school of your choice.
Man, don't you love this? You petty, petulant.
I will be with you again, he wrote to Gage. I will teach you to ride your first bike, build your first sandbox, watch you play sports, and see you have kids also. I love you, son. Take care of your mother. I am always with you, Daddy. On Easter Sunday of 2008, Chris was out on patrol in Baghdad when his Bradley fighting vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb. That night, he made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. To Kelly and Gage, Chris will live in our hearts forever. He is looking down on you now. Thank you.
I see dust when I look at that.
In 2017, doctors at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City delivered one of the earliest premature babies ever to survive. Today, Ellie is a strong, healthy 2-year-old girl sitting with her amazing mother, Robin. In the gallery, Ellie and Robin, we are glad to have you with us tonight. I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The unemployment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history. African American youth unemployment has reached an all-time low. African American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded. The unemployment rate for women reached the lowest level in almost 70 years, and last year women filled 72% of all new jobs added. The veterans' unemployment rate dropped to a record low. The unemployment rate for disabled Americans has reached an all-time low. Our agenda is relentlessly pro-worker, pro-family, pro-growth, and most of all, pro-American. The state of our union is stronger than ever before.
I like what the New York Post said. Tour loser. Tour loser. All right. So there it is. You know, it's amazing. But by the way, can you pull up, I think it's on Hagman Report or maybe Doug Hagman Twitter. I'm not sure. It was a retweet of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Eric the Tech's over there saying, why didn't you tell me about this before? And he's right. I should have. This kind of fits a little bit into this. There's a reason I'm doing this, because remember what Carl Teichreb and Steve Quayle said yesterday. Remember what Pastor Langford and Steve said on Wednesday. And remember the brainwashing or the overtaking of Christianity, or the attempted overthrow of Christianity, the real Christianity, is something that's been on my mind. Brandon in the House has been talking about this, by the way. This weekend, his programs, they're going to be together and going to take a fresh look or another look at what, in case you missed it last time, when he guest hosted, where I put the two segments together, it's really kind of it'll lay this out really, really nice. But with Carl Teichreb yesterday, really infiltrating into the enemy camps and really talking about how Christianity is under assault. Did you catch the one I was talking about, with the picture of AOC? It makes me want to make a wish. Hoping somebody does make a wish. Yeah, I hope so. Okay, anyone there? Make a wish! Go on, grab one, make a wish. All right, things we can't unsee, that's right. If you can scroll down, there's this really pithy comment now. Let's see here. I'm not sure. Let's see. Wait a minute. It's someone, you know what? It doesn't matter. Someone taking me to task. No Christian should be looking at this. Oh, come on. Really? Grow up. My goodness. Like I said, grab an end, make a wish. Problems would be solved, wouldn't they? All right. Or at least on the way to being solved. I shouldn't say being solved. A couple of things right after the bottom of the hour break, you're going to get into. And I want to thank Madonna from Texas for alerting me back to this. This is on my radar earlier, but the New Way Forward Act, which is H.R. 5383. If you haven't heard about this, New Way Forward Act, House of Representative bill pending right now, or it's working its way through the process. H.R. 583. I don't know if you have that at the ready, if we've got some time, let's bring that up now. It was essentially a link to, it should be under that one of the images. I think. Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Wait a minute. Oh, maybe. Yeah. It's under one of the pictures. It says New Way Forward Act, and then it gives you a link, and I have a little instruction there on the paper. I don't know. Eric the Tech's like, hey, what are you doing to me? Yeah. But it's going to automatically bring up the text. But folks, read this on your screen. This is, and again, thank you, Madonna from Texas. New Way Forward Act, H.R. 5383. Now, take a look at this. I have got a squint on this because that's just the way it is. But when you look at the text of this bill. Okay, we're going to try to zoom this up here. What this is doing is paving the way. If you get convicted of, we'll say, oh, I don't know, murder here in the United States, and you happen to be an illegal. No, not an undocumented worker. If you get convicted of murder, we'll say, and you're in this country illegally, well, we don't want to send you away. No. And you know what? If you go to section 7, scroll down a little bit. Let's see. Okay. Here is, that doesn't look like section 7 to me. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going down. Okay. See the numbers on the left there. Okay. Keep going down. Going down. Okay. Do. We'll have some scrolling music here. Something from, I don't know, the Mikado maybe. Okay. Well. Okay. Yeah, number 7 on the first page. I'm sorry. First section, number 7. That's not section. I didn't mean section 7. I meant section 1, part 7. Subsection 7. I can't believe I'm having so much fun today. It's good to laugh sometimes. You know, it really is. But on this, one of the conditions, and I'll kind of give you a spoiler alert here. One of the conditions. Okay. Well, all right. Special care. Now again, I read through the text of this bill and I threw up in my mouth a little bit. In this particular section that gives you the definitions of people who are vulnerable person. If you are a vulnerable person, this act will embrace you and will keep you from justice, because we can't have justice if you are under 21 or over 60, or if you're pregnant or no. Here it is. Section C. If you identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex. Okay, I get that. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, oh my goodness. So if you identify as a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex, you know, hey, you are a vulnerable person. No, you're whacked out. You're insane. In my view, in my opinion, in my personal opinion, believe me. Okay. $70,000 worth of legal fees. I've got to make sure I say in my opinion, because I'm still allowed to have opinions, right? I'm just saying, because people will say, well, why you keep saying in my opinion? And I'm getting tired of that. You should have, you know, cojones and say, yeah, okay. Nancy Pelosi, when President Trump pulled up the acquittal thing, he should have taken a newspaper like this and Nancy Pelosi right on the nose. Come here, Nancy. Nose! Hey, Nancy, bring your nose over here. Get me right back. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Radio Network.
And we're back. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report. After that extended or seemingly extended network break, I asked Eric, Eric over the break toward the end. I said, what? You don't want me back on the air after that first segment? I don't know. He said, here, you have to pee in the cup. And now, you know, frankly, I'm excited because number one, it's the weekend, which makes really no difference to me. I work every time, all the time anyway. But the second reason I'm excited, or really the reason I'm excited is because, well, Hagman Store, HagmanStore.com. Follow the bouncing ball. Here, look, it's Detective's Choice Coffee and two other blends. This is hyper-caffeinated. Can you tell? Can you tell? It's hyper-caffeinated. Detective's Choice coffee. It comes in bean grind, you know, ground or K cups, as well as Patriot blend and Revolution blend, because we need Patriots and we need a revolution, in my view. So, hey, have at it. HagmanStore.com. Now, this is gourmet coffee. It costs more than average, and we have mugs too. I need the bean. I need the bean. Hagman coffee mugs. And now here's the deal. The reason it's priced more is because significant proceeds of this go to a couple of organizations, including, Rust Is Our Shadow of the Darkness.net and, Craig Sawyer's Vets for Child Rescue. Folks, please trust me on this. I know there are other organizations out there that there is no Pentagon pedophile task force. Okay. Trust me when I tell you that. I don't know how many emails I've gotten. I've gotten tons of emails saying, hey, what about this Pentagon pedophile? Yeah, okay. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with these people? Okay. So the reason I had to bring that up is because if you are, look, support organizations, you vet yourself. For one, Russ's organization, and you don't have to buy coffee to donate to Russ's organization or to Vets for Child Rescue, Craig Sawyer's organization. They're top notch. And I would urge you to do that. But, these are people who boots on the ground in the field, working with the law enforcement and really getting things done. So, but, if you want to support us as well, HagmanStore.com. I'm going to say it one more time, HagmanStore.com. There you're going to buy the coffee and the mugs. All right. All right. Now getting serious now. National Prayer Breakfast that happened yesterday. And I want to show you just about a minute and 24 second video, a minute, 24 second clip from this National Prayer Breakfast. I think this is really important, and I would really appreciate you listening to what President Trump said at this National Prayer Breakfast. Now, before we put this on, let's show the seat. There's a picture. Can we show the seating arrangement at this National Prayer Breakfast? And that's the picture I embedded in the thing I sent to you earlier. All right. There's the president at the National Prayer Breakfast. Now let's see. We've got the president and then 1, 2, 3, 4 sitting at position 5 to the president's left. Your right, as you're looking at the screen, is none other than the very bitter, the very petulant, the very petty, the very powerless Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi. That was a genuine slip, by the way, or a genuine, I apologize. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi. There you have it. Now, again, I mentioned earlier, and I was being somewhat, trying to be comical. I took a paper and if I was the president, I had the thing, acquittal thing, I was going to, tap you on the nose, right? Well, here, listen to what, and watch what, President Trump said in this, a minute, 24 second, part of this video, and listen very, very carefully, because these words struck a very personal chord to me. I spoke to Steve Quayle about this and struck a very personal chord to him as well. And a few others I've spoken to. So take a listen on this.
But this morning we come together as one nation blessed to live in freedom and grateful to worship in peace. As everybody knows, my family, our great country and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on. And I'll be discussing that a little bit later.
All right. Really hits home with me anyway. And believe me, I'm not trying to equate myself with anyone, and especially President Trump, given his stature. But did you hear that from the heart in his voice, the words? So many people have been hurt. And think about this. I mean, really consider, I ask you as a conservative, if that's what you are, and I ask you as a Christian, hopefully that's what you are, and if not, please convert to Christianity. But those words really weighed heavily on me, and I'm sure they weighed heavily on President Trump to say that. And I find it very interesting. With Pelosi seated just 5 seats away. This is at the National Prayer Breakfast. And for him to say, people say, "I pray for you." No, you don't. No, you don't. Even before that, though, the destruction that the left, who are in power today, because why? They grabbed a hold of power at the midterms, at least in the House and some of the governor races. But think about this. We lost the House in the midterms. Folks, we didn't do anything with the House and Senate when we had the majority in both sides of Congress. But we lost the House. And yes, this is a perfect example of how elections have consequences. And you say, well, politics is just who cares? No, folks, listen to me. Had we retained the House, I don't think we would have seen articles of impeachment. I don't think the country would have been greater divided because of these articles of impeachment. I don't think MSNBC, CNN, and 99.9% of the television networks out there would have been empowered to exacerbate the ideological and political divide of this country the way it happened. And you can blame the loss on whatever you blame it on, but it happened. And Pelosi somehow wrangled that seat back, as Speaker of the House. And there's a fight going on, too, within the House. You've got and it's reflected within the DNC, and it's reflected in places like Iowa. When you kind of take a dive down into all of this. So, but the reason I bring this up, you know that graphic, excuse me, there's a graphic out there. In reality, it's a picture of President Trump seated, and it's black and white, and it's a meme that was going around, and I know I used it before. And in reality, you know, the meme says, in reality, they're coming after you. I'm just in the way. You know which one I'm talking about, folks, right? And that's so true. Because I look at my own litigation papers. And I see my, and I read where, you know, I'm being accused of being a Russian agent, an agent for Russian interests. That the FBI and domestic intelligence agencies must look at this platform and me in particular and Steve, for example, they must look at us for purveying, advancing Russian interests in this country. Now think about that for a second. Again, I mentioned that in the context of President Trump's, and think the damage those accusations cause. Because President Trump was right. You know, they're after you, meaning all of us. I'm just in the way. Think about that. Because see, we're just kind of catching flack, you know, downwind, downstream, downfield. I mean, the lead's flying, metaphorically speaking, the lead's flying downfield, right? And we're just kind of in the way, you know, we're catching it first before it gets to you. But if they can do that to President Trump, and if others can do it to me, Steve, and I mean, you know, again, it's open source information, so I'm not speaking out of school, but if that can happen to us, it can happen to you too. And it's destructive. It is so destructive. But you know what? With respect to Nancy Pelosi, specifically in the Nancy Pelosi, her tearing up that speech and her in with, you talk about a bitter person. Can you imagine living your life being bitter? Oh, how bitter she is. And I'm sure there's that spirit of jealousy and envy. Oh, I could be in that position right now, but you know, I am not. The jealousy, the envy, the driver of action behind Pelosi and people like her, the bitterness. And you know people like that in your life, don't you? Eric the Tech video 2 is Pelosi response. Let's take a look at this. Because, again, you talk about someone who has shredded or caused to have shred the United States Constitution out of bitterness. And remember the words of President Trump, what he said. He basically said, I don't like you. I don't like people like you. Look at the damage you've caused, not just me, not just my family, but my office, the office of the presidency, and more importantly, the country, over your bitterness, over your jealousy, over your petulant, pissy attitude, over your desire, over your, you know, your... Here she is on display.
It's appalling the things that he says. And then you say to me, tearing up his falsehoods, isn't that the wrong method? No, it isn't. It's just I have tried to be gracious with him. I'm always dignified. I thought that was a very dignified act compared to my exuberance, as I said. But we will not allow any president to use that Capitol, that chamber of the House of Representatives, of the People's House, as a backdrop for him. Then I start to think there has to be something that clearly indicates the American people that this is not the truth. And he has shredded the truth in his speech. He's shredding the Constitution in his conduct. I shredded his State of His Mind address. So yesterday, the Senate acted, the first time in history, that a senator has voted against his own president in a decision regarding impeachment. God bless him for his courage. This morning the president said when people use faith as an excuse to do, I don't know if he said bad things, but whatever he said was just so completely inappropriate, especially at a prayer breakfast. We are now, the Senate has spoken in terms of any punishment to the president. He's impeached forever, no matter what he says or whatever headlines he wants to carry around. You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar. And history will always record that you were impeached for undermining the security of our country, jeopardizing the integrity of our elections, and violating the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, did you catch her body language? Her words, too. You know, to me, this is perhaps one of the most blatant examples of a Torah loser, but even more importantly, like I said, in addition to the bitterness, in my particular opinion, in my assessment, in addition to the bitterness, there is this level of demonic, and I mean this, a very demonic spirit. And I'll tell you something. I had the occasion recently. I don't know if I should say, yeah, I'll say it. I had this occasion recently to be in the company of a woman. When I looked in her eyes, I'm going to tell you something. I saw a demon spirit in what I believe was a demon spirit. And this was in a criminal setting. This was not in the civil, this was in a criminal setting. Oh gosh, I can just, not, you know, because there's so many people who listen to this and watch this broadcast just so waiting for me to slip up and, you know, subpoena. I can just, P.O. Box 9534, you know, or if you want to subpoena me, you know where the studio is, local folks. So, you know, it's just, they're going to come. I mean, it just happens. But when I saw such a, I got a pile of them. the level of spiritual, I don't want to say bankruptcy because I overuse that. The level of evil, what I think is evil. This spiritual component to take down the United States is often overlooked, especially in secular publications and especially in politically charged publications, but most assuredly in the leftist secular world, they never recognize evil for what it is. It's, oh no, it's political maneuvering. It's proper political posture, given the fact that Donald Trump is, you know, criminal and all that. It's amazing. So the reason I mention that is when you look, and folks, I know, I know you guys are a cut above average. Again, I've gone through years worth of letters and such. I save them all and I look at the letters and I'm just amazed at the level of intellectual, awareness you folks have and the spirituality that you guys, not religious, but spirituality. It's just amazing to me. So I'm sure you've looked in the eyes of people and you've seen that evil. It's a kind of evil that chills you to the bone. And you could be the most hardened prosecutor. You could be the most hardened investigator. You could be the most, you know, kick butt kind of guy. But when you look in the eyes of someone like that and you get that chill that runs up your spine and you know you're looking at the face of evil, that's what I think this is. Now, I could be wrong. I don't think I am. Just saying. The last hour is talking about the New Way Forward Act. We showed you the text. And I just want to touch on this one more time. Because I've been... during my investigations and, you know, as a field investigator, I've traveled to New York City countless times. I've done, investigations in New York where, you know, you don't go there for as a tourist, okay? And I remember this one spot. I remember having to interview or touch base with the one of the people from the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department. And Suffolk County is on Long Island. And it's the end of Long Island. And I remember being in I met this individual, this member of the Sheriff's Department. I don't want to get into the particulars, but we met in this kind of like a small park. And I noticed, we met there for a reason. And the reason was because of what I was going to say. He was out there, tending to an area that he and his men had secured, and they were kind of picking up and taking things back. And there were some crime scene tape on the trees. And I remember looking down and standing on the sandy area, you know, and ahead of me was vegetation. And beyond that was this crime scene tape, and it was half down and half tied to a tree. And again, the people were wrapping it up. And I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, what happened? They said, didn't you get a paper or did you watch the news? I said, frankly, no, you know, I did. And he said, oh yeah, we had a pretty brutal killing over here. Now this is a number of years ago. I mean, probably within the last decade or within the last 8 years. He said, yeah, there were three bodies that were found over there, and they were just hacked to death. And we believe that MS-13 was responsible for the deaths. And, you know what? That was in, hang on a second. That was in 2011. So that was what, 9 years ago? It was in the spring, or it was in the summer of 2011. Okay. So that was Suffolk County, New York. Now, Tucker Carlson, I want you to take a look at what Tucker Carlson was talking about when he took his own network to task, and he was talking about this New Way Forward Act. By the way, this New Way Forward Act, as I mentioned last segment, HR 5383, and again, thank you, Madonna from Texas. See, I told you I read my emails, I read everything. Tucker Carlson kind of went into the New Way Forward Act and also enveloped the MS-13 situation. And you want to talk about evil? You want to talk about looking at evil in their eyes? And don't give me this BS about, well, they're kids and they're bicycle riding, you know. No. Okay. Come back to reality, please. And until you go to a crime scene and you see this, if you haven't been there, then I respectfully request that you keep your yap shut. But let's play Tucker Carlson here while we have the time.
But first, a story that has not received nearly enough attention. In cities across the country, prosecutors and lawmakers are working frantically to make life worse for normal people and easier for thugs and armed robbers. We told you about New York's new bail law, the one that lets criminals back onto the streets immediately after being caught. Not surprisingly, crime has surged. This has shocked nobody except maybe Chris Cuomo's brother, who runs the state and who's responsible for it. Now there's this sad story. In 2018, New York resident Wilmer Rodriguez was brutally assaulted by two members of MS-13 after he tried to protect two boys they were threatening. Rodriguez agreed to testify against his attackers in court, as good citizens do. That decision cost him his life. On Sunday, Rodriguez was beaten to death outside his home. Until recently, Rodriguez would have been protected by New York law, which allowed prosecutors to conceal the names of witnesses until shortly before trial for their safety. But a new law, this one passed to help criminal defendants, required prosecutors to turn over Rodriguez's name to the gang members' lawyers. Almost immediately, gang members started harassing Rodriguez. This week, they killed him. That's what New York is like now. Do the right thing, and you could be murdered by predators the government is determined to protect. Lunacy? Yes, it is lunacy, but it's not confined to New York. In 2018, Nancy Pelosi attacked the president for daring to call MS-13 members animals. According to Pelosi, Trump was more immoral than the gang members he insulted.
We're all God's children. There's a spark of divinity in every person on earth. And so when the President of the United States says about undocumented immigrants, these aren't people, these are animals, you have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? Every day that
you pause that for a second, right there. And you can just leave it there. You don't have to. So think about May 2018, spark of divinity. He wasn't, by the way, he wasn't talking about everybody. He was talking about MS-13 gang members. Y'all find it ironic, and I'm sorry about using y'all. Do you all find it ironic? May 2018, she's talking about divinity and this, you know, and then here we are in February of 2020, and she's ripping up, appearing at a prayer breakfast and spouting off her rhetoric. Not very spark of divinity-like, I suppose, but let's continue.
Along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane.
He's a sinner. MS-13 are God's children. Well, Vox did an entire video about how really MS-13 were just misunderstood high school students, decent, hardworking kids maligned by a racist media.
When you think of the street gang MS-13, what do you see? Maybe something like this, or this. But what if I told you the typical MS-13 gang member in the U.S. actually looks like one of these young men on Facebook?
The MS-13 members that I've been following are working after-school jobs, they're living with their parents, they get around Long Island on bicycles.
There's no indication that we're seeing a bigger surge of MS-13 than we've seen in the past.
Vox wants you to calm down. It was just a false alarm. Everything's cool. Go back to bed. Those scary MS-13 gang members, just a nightmare. Except they weren't. They're real. MS-13 is an actual organization. It's a massive transnational criminal organization that's left behind a trail of bodies in a number of countries over decades. 3 years ago, we traveled to El Salvador to see where it all started.
We okay, you can cut that off here, folks. In again, that initial or the interplay there was from Vox, of course, and Vox. My goodness. I mean, you go on there today. The coronavirus exposes the history of racism and cleanliness. People in the West, have we lost our flipping minds? I ask you. I would urge you to watch the Tucker Carlson piece as well in its entirety, but that touches on the New Way Forward Act, and look at the sponsors and co-sponsors and look at what they're trying to do. It's, of course, going back to what, Steve and Carl Tykrib said yesterday and going back to what we've been saying all along. Look, they want to, they really want us out of the way. They want our country changed forever demographically. They want to kill us. And you might say, oh, that's pretty strong. No, it's not. They want to kill us. They want us dead. All right. Eric, what do you think? You know, let me just, hey brother. He's my son-in-law, so.
What's that?
I got to tell you, I've been getting a lot of comments, a lot of emails saying, you know, you got to put your son-in-law on camera.
We'll do that when the studio's finished. It's only half built. Your side's done.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm going to have to show you a picture. Right down here is where Lady the Studio Dog sleeps. Sometimes. Most of the time. All right. Because I've been getting emails saying, hey, you know, people saying, I have to double check the ISPs because I think maybe, no, I shouldn't say that because you're actually a tremendous young man. Tremendous. And I'm very proud that you're my son-in-law and I'm proud that you're with this organization. Don't hurt me. He beats me. You know, when you guys aren't looking, he beats me.
No, so. Just blow darts.
We have those here, by the way. We do. We should bring those out.
Blow darts and those little poppers, those little gunpowder.
Yeah, oh, poppers. You're a riot. All right.
That was Joe's idea.
Troublemakers. Troublemakers, I'm telling you. Be sitting there all of a sudden, stop. Or stick in your clothes, you know, start going. Sometimes break the skin, sometimes no. It's all right. Do we have Austin with us?
I just noticed that we talked through the break.
I just noticed that too.
I'll get him.
You know, that's the fun about doing this. And we, folks, if I haven't said so already, we really appreciate you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate sometimes like on a Friday, you just kind of have to just let it kind of hang, right? In my case, it just hangs due to gravity, but you know, sometimes you just have to let it hang. Be a little bit less uptight, a little bit more casual. And that's, I guess that's where they came with casual Fridays, right? Yeah, but, you know, there's so much, you look at the news and you look at what's going on and there's so much, I mean, people are walking around, you know, wound up tighter than a cheap watch from Times Square. I'm telling you. So sometimes you just have to kind of just talk it out. Kind of what I was thinking we're doing. All right. Now, you know, this hour we're going to be very serious, and this part of the program very serious. A good friend of mine, Austin Brower, the young man that I believe, you know, when I look at this generation, there I go again, right? When I look at this generation, I look at who's going to pick up the mantle after us old guys? You know, Steve, myself, Pastor Langford, Ted, and my heart is warmed when I look at Austin. I think, my gosh, a brilliant young mind, a brilliant young man, guy that really has it all together. I'm not overstating it. I'm not blowing smoke up a skirt because, you know, it's not false flattery. No. No, I believe in my heart of hearts that, you know, there are gems and nuggets of people in that generation. And that's why, too, I look at others. You take a look at Pelosi and you take a look at, others who I'm familiar with. And to see the bitterness, they're angry. They wake up and they're bitter. Man, they are, you know, barren, bitter, whatever. Who's going to take after, who's going to pick up their mantle of bitterness? People like Cortez and others. Man, that can't be a fun way to live. But when I look at, on our side, I'm so encouraged by Austin Brower, among others, but Austin Brower in particular, because he's with me now. And Austin has a show with Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, the Ted and Austin Brower show. Go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Look, see, right there. We paid for that. There's a cold front moving in. Canada up there and then Mexico down here and the cold front moving from. Oh, shut up, Doug. Hey, it's Friday, right? All right. With that, I want to bring Austin Brower in. We're going to talk about the coronavirus and other things as well, whatever he wants to talk about. But folks, do me a favor. If you haven't done so already, healthmasters.com, HR5, coupon code, buy the immune system, the Hagman immune protocol. And I get people email me saying, I can't find the Hagman protocol. No, it's Hagmann, immune protocol. Click on protocol. Just go to healthmasters.com and get your supplements, all right? You're doing it now? Do it now. And if you don't do it now, do it after the show, okay? But seriously, you need it. And if you don't do anything else, get the ultimate multiple in powder or capsule form. And there it is on your screen. Hagman Immune Survival Kit. There it is. Right there. bada bing, bada bang, you got it. I can see people trying to touch their screen right now. That won't work, but there it is. And by the way, while you're there, bookmark this website and take a listen to Ted and Austin's latest show. All right, Austin, how you doing, brother?
As always, Doug, great to be on the show.
It's great to have you. So, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Where do we begin? I mean, there's so much stuff going on right now. I was reading yesterday about this unbelievably big locust plague over there in the Middle East and looking at some of the photos with that. And I was like, you know, yeah, what? Flamethrower, maybe? I mean, just start lighting them up. I don't know. Those things are a nuisance over there. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And I mean, we've been getting deluged with phone calls and emails to the office. Obviously, people are starting to kind of get a little concerned about what's going on in China for good reason and kind of asking us, you know, what's the best thing to do? What's the best protocol? And that's why we've been telling everybody, just keep your immune system strong. Don't live in a spirit of fear. Don't panic. Don't get all crazy. You should really already have a lot of preparations in place. Me and you have talked about that for years for this exact reason right here, is when something like this occurs, you don't want to be one of those people in Walmart at the last second right before the hurricane hits trying to buy gallons of water and canned food because you bothered to not do so whenever it was easy to get it. And now you're in the middle of a fist fight on Walmart floor over a bottle of water. That you don't want to be that guy. Don't be that guy. And so that's why we've been encouraging everybody just to stay prepared, keep your immune system strong. There was an article that came out yesterday that was from Dr. Leonard Caldwell, and it was interesting because I was looking at it, and he was discussing how the mainstream media now has been kind of downplaying everything very quickly, trying to say, oh, well, it's not a big deal now. It's not an issue. Everything's basically under control. China has under control, blah, blah, blah. We don't have a lot of cases in the U.S., and that's a fact. And so far from what we know, we haven't seen this massive explosion in the U.S. anywhere near like China has seen. But we do know for a fact that there has been massive, massive, massive number changing as far as all the different, the death tolls, all these different things that keep popping up. And one of the things that was so, I'm going to pull up on my phone real quick because one of our friends in China sent this to us today. I want to bring it up. One of the numbers that nobody's talking about, and this is the number that's just kind of troubling, so to speak. You know, we know there's like allegedly like almost 32,000 cases now in China. It continues to grow thousands every day. And these are the numbers, just what they're telling us. They're saying the death toll is like 637 now. We've heard reports that it's thousands more than that, maybe even more, that they're cremating these bodies. But the number that nobody's talking about is the recovery number. And this is the part that's troubling, Doug, to me on this. There's allegedly 32,000 cases. And there's 26,000 cases that they're watching that are likely to be coronavirus. So you're looking at roughly 50,000 people have the coronavirus. There's been 637 that have died. There's only been 1,700 that have recovered. That's the part you got to look at and kind of question. So the number's growing almost exponentially by the day. Thousands more, you know, cases are starting to come up. The death toll's pushing almost 1,000 now. This has been going on for almost a month, and there's been 1,700 people that have recovered.
Until I talked to your dad about that, I didn't really think of it that way, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's an interesting stat. And folks, you better pay attention to that stat. Go ahead. I just wanted to get my
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because nobody's been talking about it, because you're kind of like, oh, they recovered. But nobody's asking what's going on in between. What's going on in between the 30-plus thousand cases that they're actually admitting to, the 637 deaths, and everything in between? So are we saying that all those people that contracted the coronavirus a month ago are, you know, still in critical condition or still sick? Is this a lingering virus? Are people dying and they're not getting accounted for and they're just cremating them? I don't know. I'm not in China. But there's a disconnect with those numbers when you start doing the math and you start looking at how long it took for the people to recover that did recover, the amount of numbers that recovered, and the amount of deaths versus the amount of cases. There's something going on there that's not making sense. And so, like I said, if the numbers aren't being manipulated, which I believe they are, but just say for, you know, argument's sake, they're not being manipulated, do we still have then that many people in between that have contracted it almost a month ago that are still gravely sick in hospitals? We know now they just opened up like another quarantine, essentially like a concentration camp, basically opened up another one now where, you know, it's like vinyl padded flooring and tents. There's not any medical staff in these photos that I'm seeing. It's all people running around in bio suits, which means these camps are not for people to go there to recover. It's like hospice. They're basically going there to die. So if this is accurate and they're building these facilities for this reason, the death number is about to explode, which I hope it not. I'm praying for that country every day over there. But then we're seeing the mainstream media come out and be like, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, Trump's bad, bad, bad because he banned flights. CNN put an article out this morning, and I was like, do these guys just sit around and smoke dope? Like, they just come up with dumb stuff to report on? Oh, Trump should not have – he should have not have banned the airlines. He should not have grounded them to come out of China. It's bad for the economy now. Bad, bad, bad for the economy. And I'm like, you guys don't even realize what's about to happen to the economy if this thing actually does what it looks like it's starting to do. And that was another thing in the report that was, you know, kind of troubling from Dr. Leonard Caldwell. As he came out, and he basically said, you know, the World Health Organization's downplaying it. Larry Kudlow, blithering idiot, who's Trump's director of National Economic Council, came out now this week and claimed damage to the U.S. economy will be very minimal from this virus. It's going to be minimal at best, which Larry Kudlow, he's the same guy who wildly incorrectly called out the housing bubble in 05 and 06, basically said nothing was going to happen with that. And now he's advising the White House on financial crisis events. I'm not even going to go into that one. You know what I mean? Like, let's put the biggest idiot who likes to run his mouth and has no idea what he's talking about ahead of the financial system of the U.S. government. Yeah, that makes sense. But that being said, that's why I've been encouraging everybody. Make sure you have some stuff stocked up, whether it's batteries, whether it's ammo, whether it's supplementation, because there's a high probability if this thing starts to escalate, transport and goods and being able to get them is going to stop. Because you got to think about it. U.S. truck drivers and so forth, if there's areas that start becoming contaminated in the United States, similar to Wuhan, and they're not going to drive there. They're not going to get exposed to that unless they have to start charging just exorbitant amounts of money, which they may do, which again is going to cause the price of everything to go skyrocketing because nobody's going to want to knowingly go into a quarantine area with supplies. You're going to be like, I want to go there. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, no, thank you. But, you know,
yeah, exactly. I'll pass. I'll keep my day job. Like,
but Austin, I got to tell you, you know, you talk about getting prepared and stuff. You got to be careful because, and the true story here, you got to be careful because suddenly you're going to get, you're going to see a litigation filing from an affiant. It files an affidavit saying, that you're a part of a criminal enterprise, selling prep gear, doomsday items, for profit, and engaged in a criminal enterprise for basically engaging. I'm self redacting here. But yeah, you're running a criminal enterprise, by selling, books, DVDs, prep gear, for profit. So, you know, you gotta be careful because in a fear porn setting. So you could get sued for that. I don't want to see you get sued. So maybe we shouldn't prepare. Maybe we should just say, what the hell? Why not? You know what? Screw it. We just won't prepare. You know, don't take supplements. Don't buy extra water. And certainly if you live in a hurricane zone, don't board up your windows because we don't want to scare you. We don't want to scare you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's basically what they're doing right now. And that in and of itself should spook people more than anything. When the government starts coming in and says, everything's fine, we're here to help you, don't worry about anything, you're going to be completely fine, don't listen to anything anybody's saying, only listen to us, we're the mainstream media, we're the fact checkers. Oh man, dude, I'm not even going to get started on that. That literally just grinds my gears when I hear this He's fact checking. When's the last time I heard fact checkers go after Bloomberg or go after Biden or go after these blithering idiots that make these unbelievably frivolous statements about firearms that make no sense at all? Inflate, this is a ghost gun that's an M2369 and the clip holds 5,000 rounds and it can dispense them within 1.6 seconds. And I'm like, what? What did you just say? Nothing you said makes any sense, and we're all dumber for having heard you speak. Shut up and go away. But you never hear fact checking crap go out of there. It's like Donald Trump's like, no, we've seen, you know, a rise in the economy by 24,000. Fact checkers come out. Well, no, that's false. Technically, it's 23,972. Donald Trump's wrong again on this. Fake news. I'm like, anyways, that was a side check on that. But this drives me into my article that I wanted to bring up again, is I'm sure you saw some of this. I talked about it last week. Mainstream alternative media went nuts with it, is the article from BioRxiv, which was basically came out and they said that there's key structural proteins of HIV in the coronavirus. And now, of course, the article basically got unbelievably eviscerated. Every single like researcher that knew what they were talking about was like, this is serious. But then what happened was, it was crazy. It was like clockwork. Every single social media, every single platform went ape crap, just went completely nuts and said, this is fake news, fake news, fake news. This is not substantiated. There's no HIV compound. It's not a biological weapon. Fake news, fake news. To the point that Zero Hedge got banned off Twitter within like 2 days after posting it. They went out and had a full-blown conniption fit in the media, said there's conspiracy theorists are spreading false news, saying that this is a biological weapon. One thing that I've learned, Doug, and you know the exact same thing, when the mainstream media immediately comes out and starts basically trying to contradict what somebody says with zero proof. And that was the irony about it. When they came out, they said, this research is, it's not accurate. It's not accurate. Okay. What's the research that is accurate? Crickets.
I love it. Yes. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, you can't talk about it. We're banning it. We're banning you on Twitter. We're banning you on Facebook. We're banning you on YouTube. You can't talk about it because it's fake news. Okay. If it's fake news, why are they coming out with this? Do you think they had nothing better to do? These Chinese scientists had nothing better to do besides sit in the room and concoct up a research theory that the coronavirus has HIV proteins to it? It's ironic that, 3 weeks ago, there were reports in the Philippines that got completely zero coverage, that Philippine doctors were using HIV medications on the coronavirus patients, and it was curing them. How in the world does that work out? So just something I want to kind of bring up on that, because when you see a lot of these mainstream outlets all parrot the exact same thing and try to contradict what everybody's saying when there's legitimate research behind it, and they got so much that they made it, even BioRx go in and put basically a statement on it stating, you know, this is not what they put here. I'm going to read it real quick here. They went on here and they went and said, they made them put up a disclaimer essentially that stated that they're going to have to go in and the info is receiving many new info. These are preliminary reports and they have not been fully established. Even after they did the whole article in the research study proving very clearly, this is exactly what we see going on a regular basis whenever something doesn't fit the narrative. This is crucial that people understand. When you start seeing the mainstream narrative always push the exact same thing, contradict what alternative media says, but back zero proof or zero evidence in why we're wrong, they simply just call us liars and fake news with nothing to back it up. That's almost a clear-cut example and statement every time that I've pretty much seen it, that they're lying and trying to cover something up, Doug.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, yeah.
I mean, almost every time. And I mean, then you got NBC coming out today. 8 more Americans from the quarantine ship off Japan have now been confirmed with coronavirus. That brings the total number of U.S. citizens on the vessel diagnosed with coronavirus to 11. The Princess Cruise announced 41 new cases of the virus on board the vessel on Friday, of whom 8 were Americans, bringing the total number of confirmed cases on the boat to 61 cases of coronavirus and 3,700 passengers on board. These guys are quarantined pretty much indefinitely now. This is horrible. I feel so bad for everybody on that cruise ship. That to me is like a nightmare to me, being stuck in a petri dish and not being able to leave, forcibly held there against your will, basically, after you're supposed to be going on vacation. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing almost in irony, like, golly, that absolutely sucks. I feel so bad for him. But in reality, in all seriousness, that means this is getting very, very aggressive with the ability to contract it, because this many people this quickly, because this is showing you what's happening in a closed containment facility and how quickly it spreads. If they're not careful and they don't do something to try to contain it, this whole ship's going to have coronavirus in 3 to 4 weeks. The whole ship's going to end up having it. That's going to be bad. You know, you'll have a few people that are basically, few people are going to be basically immune to it. And so you're going to have a perfect example of what your test bank's going to be as far as contracted it, recovered from it, didn't get it, and died from it. And this is going to be something that's going to be harder to control the numbers because so many people are involved and it's now open out there. China is controlling their media very, very tightly with this whole thing. That's why the numbers have changed. That's why that one, was it PESCO or whatever, on Saturday they released that there have been 24,000 deaths.
Yes, yeah, I saw that. And Bob Maggie and everyone who sent this to me, thank you very much. And what you're talking about is I think it was reported on Taiwan News, 154,000 known infections, nearly 25,000 deaths. Publicly, the Chinese government is only releasing official numbers, which are much lower, of course. And there's also information about people dying and being taken directly from, I don't know, the lounge chair to the crematorium. You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. So that's why, again, I just keep telling everybody, don't live in a spirit of fear. That's not the way God calls us to be. Live in a spirit of, you know, basically sound mind, so to speak, and preparedness. But on the other hand, too, understand what's going on, because I've talked to a lot of people and they're like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's in China. It's not going to be an issue here. And that's fine. I mean, pray, believe God, we're not going to have an issue. I'm still praying. You know, this is going to not affect us in the homeland here. We're not going to have a problem. But at the end of the day, just the initial economic impact that I think the United States is about to basically have happen to them is going to be pretty dynamic. And I mean, I don't say that loosely at all, because I mean, when you start looking at everything that's going on, I was pulling up numbers earlier today, and I mean, the fact that the U.S. financial structure is so precariously unstable right now. We got record levels of national debt, consumer debt, corporate debt, not to mention steep declines in manufacturing and demand. The U.S. sits on top of one of the most massive economic bubbles of all times, the everything bubble, created by the Federal Reserve over 10 years of stimulus. And we have the stock market almost about to hit 30,000 on the Dow Jones. I mean, it's like pixie dust funny money. This thing keeps climbing. But always remember, the only reason why, and I've had a lot of people I know that are investors in the market that I've talked to, pretty much everybody that I know that's smart, that's wealthy, has either massively hedged or they've already started pulling stuff out. Well, if they're massively hedging or they're pulling stocks out and they're cashing stuff out, why is the stock market still accelerating, if, you know, massively up to almost 30,000? Well, you have to look back at what the Fed's been doing for almost 2.5 months now with the repo loans every night. At one point in time, I think it was January 2nd, they dumped $225 billion in an overnight repo loan into the market with these banks, and they've been doing it continually. That's why the market is so high right now. That's why everybody, oh, it's great. The economy's still doing great. Nothing's going to happen. Really? We're in the middle of almost a pandemic in China. All this stuff's going on with record debt, and the economy's growing still. The stock market's growing still. No, it's funny money. It's pixie dust money. It doesn't exist. It's repo loan money. So be very cautious of where you're getting information from a lot of people right now, because the people that are trying to, you know, push you into the market still and pretend everything's great is exactly what they did in 2007. Everything's great. Everything's funny. Everything's fantastic. Money, 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 money. Let's get you money. Free money here. Blah, go grab it. Then we saw what happened, and that was just a housing crash. And what I think is coming next is going to be something, and this is my opinion, but this is why I think this coronavirus is going to spread much more aggressively than everybody anticipates it to. The globalists, including the Federal Reserve, have to have a cover on why the economy crashes. You can't have record high stock markets, a great, you know, approval rating on a presidency, great economy numbers, record low, you know, basically, unemployment, and all of a sudden the market just goes kaput. They know they've done this. They've known they've propped up the market, and they know that they're, as soon as they start pulling any of this cash out, it's going to completely and totally go free fall down. They know this. But they have a perfect excuse now to tell everybody everything's good, everything's great, keep putting your money in this, keep putting your money in that, while this thing continues to spread. And then once this coronavirus actually hits, and I think it's just getting warmed up right now, once it hits and it really hits, all of a sudden the economy goes to crap. The Fed comes in and says, you know, there's nothing we could do. How could we have known that we were going to have a pandemic? This is so sad, such a tragedy. We really need to have a new world order, one world currency now. This will make it so much easier because now we won't have one country that can change such a giant, you know, aspect of the economy globally like the United States did. They don't need to have that much control. We need a one world currency that the one world central bank controls, and everything will be happy, happy, happy. We know it's headed there. I've talked about it repeatedly. We know where it's going. We see all this stuff going on with 5G and then 6G rolling out and being put into place. We see now that basically the head director of the vaccine department at Merck, she just sold $9 million worth of her shares in Merck last week or 2 weeks ago, because Merck is basically has lawsuits out the yin yang that nobody's talking about in mainstream media, because the UK research study that I showed, I don't know if I talked about it on your show, I talked about it on our show 2 weeks ago, came out and said that like 54% of young females in the UK are now getting cervical cancer that got the Gardasil HPV vaccine. There's another article research that came out last year showing that it's significantly higher for cervical cancer in counties that have the highest amount of HPV vaccines in their females. This Gardasil vaccine that was approved back in the mid-2000s with like completely and totally fabricated research studies behind it is a nightmare. I've been yelling about Gardasil since I ever found out about it. And now it's coming to light how much they lied, how much they manipulated, how much they completely and totally deceived the public into thinking this was something that was supposed to protect their daughters, when in reality it's causing cervical cancer and causing premature ovarian failure, and it doesn't even protect against HPV. I mean, it's a complete and total scam. And millions of kids have got this, and we've seen tens of thousands of girls completely debilitated, horrible illnesses, unbelievably bad autoimmune disorders, Guillain-Barre syndrome, and yet the mainstream media refuses to talk about it. Why Merck right now is about to literally get handed their butt to them if these lawsuits go through, and I hope they do. I hope these attorneys nail Merck to the wall for what's been going on with this, because with the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, they've never been held accountable for all these girls that have been completely and totally maimed and injured for this vaccine. But if it comes out that they fabricated research, which it's showing that they did, and they completely and totally manipulated it and lied to the public, that doesn't fall under the premise of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund now. That falls into illegal, which means they are in a big, big heap of trouble, and I really hope these guys get exposed. I've been telling everybody, man, get this information out about Merck and HPV vaccine, because even with all this going on, the CDC still encourages children to get this crap. Boggles my mind, Doug. It boggles my mind to no end. So many people are still such blind sheeple. They just follow what the mainstream media tells them to do and parrots everything CNN says and has zero research on their own. It really boggles my mind.
What'd you say? I'm kidding. No, I'm just in a weird mood today. No, you're exactly right. You know, when you were talking, I was, my mouth was agape, and I was looking at, the various headlines about this coronavirus. Now, you know, people will say, well, look, gee whiz, I mean, oh, I don't know. The flu deaths are more than the coronavirus today, and you're just overhyping it. And, it's not that big of a deal. And what was that?
Uh-oh, I think I lost internet.
Uh-oh. Either that or I got aliens going through my head. You there?
Yeah, I'm back online.
Wow. I thought maybe you were trying to connect to the mothership. Okay. I don't know where I was. You know, it's just, so I guess,
can you hear me?
Yeah, can you?
Am I back up?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay. We're good now. Okay. Yeah. We've had a really, really bad storm last night down here in Florida.
I saw that.
It's been snail speed all day long. I don't know what happened there. I guess something happened. Back to what you were saying a second ago, I think when it cut out, you were discussing how a lot of people are trying to downplay this with the flu.
Yeah. I mean, you care to comment on that? Because.
No. That's a fantastic topic to bring up, because that's what a lot of people are saying. The one thing that most people don't understand is that the numbers from the flu are massively overinflated, because a majority of people that die from pneumonia, they categorize it even if they had the flu before. In some cases, when they didn't even have the flu, they still put those numbers together with pneumonia and flu deaths. The CDC has done this numerous times. For instance, in the U.S., 2019 to 2020 season so far, basically the flu infected around 9 million people in the U.S. That's how many people got the flu. They got it. I mean, I got the flu this year. Last year. Yeah, in the last year. I got it. I'm really, really, really good. You know, jeez. That's like 2 days. Garbage. Stuff was horrible. But, I mean, I just hammered the C and D, and I pushed through it after a couple days. You don't take astragalus, though, when you have a fever. I want to make sure I tell everybody that. If you do buy our astragalus online, if you take it for immune system, fantastic. If you start getting a fever, do not take it anymore, because it's not good at all. It can actually raise your temperature more. But that being said, the actual deaths, if you pull the numbers and find actual deaths from people that died from the flu, basically massive dehydration, ended up dying from the flu, majority of them are very old people or they're really, really young children. It was 4,800 people in a population of 330 million that had 9 million cases. 4,800 people died actually from the flu. The numbers they give you, the CDC, there's 80,000 people died from the flu. That is complete and total lie. They couple all these different things together and go in and say, oh, well, somebody had the flu, but then they got pneumonia later on, then the flu killed them. It's complete and total fabrication and twisting, again, like the CDC is known for. So, yes, that's what we're looking at with the flu. And remember, the reason why the flu is so publicized on a regular basis and they constantly push it all the time is because why? They want you to get your flu vaccine. Right now, the coronavirus, they have no active vaccine for it yet. They're working on an RNA-based vaccine, which I'm not even going to get into that right now. That's already creepy. That's research technology that's still experimental. They never even tested on humans before, and they're saying they're going to have it ready in like 70 days now, ready to go, with like zero testing on it, and everybody needs to line up and get it. Best believe that's why, one of the reasons why I think they're downplaying this right now. They're downplaying it. Want people to keep going through the economy, keep pushing the economy, keep everything flustered up, all nice and fluffy. Then, once they get a vaccine together, these numbers really start coming out, and we see what it's really doing. Oh, we got a vaccine now. You need to get your coronavirus vaccine. Come get your coronavirus vaccine at your local Walmart, your local Walgreens, you know, this and that. And it's going to be completely experimental. So, yes, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of things that are always floating around. But the biggest issue, like I said, with this coronavirus that's so troubling is how fast and how many cases are popping up and how you're not seeing any recovery. That's the number that I really want to touch base on. It's like I said, you got 9 million people contracted the flu in the United States. A little over 4,000 of them died. That means you had, 8.9 million people recover from it, right? Well, that's not the percentage graph that we're seeing with coronavirus. We're seeing there's 30-something thousand cases, 600 deaths, and there's been 1,700 recoveries. That's the number that I really want to come on the show and touch on. Just make everybody kind of think about that for a second. What are we being told that's a lie and what we're being told that's actual truth? I'm not over there right now, but I know what they're doing and the level of quarantine they're doing and having these giant, basically, concentration camps to let people go to die and hauling off these bodies to crematoriums because there's so many bodies. They've already said they're cremating the bodies. That's not conspiracy theory. They came out and said we're doing that. It's for safety. It kills the virus. We're doing it. Well, here's the thing. If there's only been 600 deaths, that's not a lot of people to cremate. That doesn't take very long to cremate 600.
No, it doesn't. And Austin, as of this morning, just so people understand this, is reported on Zero Hedge and other places. Three provinces in China, three provinces, 60 cities, 400 million people are facing China's most strict level of lockdown. Now, think about that. So having said that, 400 million people forcibly locked inside their homes, and you got 600 people dead?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Come on, where's your critical thinking? Go ahead,
sir. There you go. That's what I've been really trying to point out right here, is what are we not being told? There was reports in Wuhan that the smog in Wuhan is so bad right now, and it's so dense because the crematorium's running, because there's no vehicles running. There's nobody outside doing anything, so there shouldn't really be any pollution. It should be actually quite clean. Yet it's completely and totally smoked out from burning so many bodies. When's the last time you saw an entire city get smogged out for days on end because 600 bodies got cremated? That the numbers don't add up. They don't add up. Nothing makes sense about this. We're quarantining 400 million people. We're basically saying if you break your quarantine, we're arresting you. We have now Hong Kong, the government announced that they're putting electronic wristbands on individuals that are infected with the coronavirus. The Department of Health said wristbands are ready to monitor Hong Kong people placed in quarantine in their own homes. The wristbands will be connected to wearer smartphones via Bluetooth. If the wristband moves too far away from the phone or phone leaves the permitted area, an alert will be sent to the authorities. Destroying or taking off the wristband will be considered a breach of the quarantine and will be a 6-month prison term and a 5,000 Hong Kong dollar fine is the punishment for those violating quarantine order. Wait a minute. You have a population of what, like 2 billion people in China? 600 people have died out of 2 billion people, and you're quarantining 400 million people and telling them they're wearing wristbands now, and if they break the quarantine or take their wristband off, you're throwing them in prison? Either we have, and this is like your two options here. Either we have one of the most aggressive, tyrannical excuses now to go in and completely lock down a country and bring them to their knees to control every single person in that country with zero recourse, zero protest, and zero backlash. And this was all done planned as a full-blown psychop experiment to see if you could get 2 billion people to submit in a matter of months and wear wristbands and get tracked and monitored. That which they could be doing that. Or this thing is an unbelievably nasty pandemic, and they're greatly, greatly, greatly underplaying the numbers right now because they don't want to cause any economic reset yet because they're not ready to push the button. And when they are, all the numbers are actually going to come out, and we're going to find out that we've been lied to.
There's either way, we've been lied to.
Two options.
And this is either way we've been lied to. And what I find just absolutely reassuring. Now, I am so reassured. And to our detractors, media, right wing watch, Media Matters, pro se litigants, whoever. I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you for making sure we don't fall prey to fake news. Because let me share this with you. I mean, I feel great because Twitter Singapore now is saying, looking for the latest information about the novel coronavirus? Oh, yes, I am. Well, we've recently adjusted. Yes, I am. We've recently adjusted our search prompt to ensure authoritative health sources appear up front when you search on Twitter. #KnowTheFacts. Oh, thank God. Well, wait a minute. Okay, so let's go down. Know the facts. So where does it direct you? The Ministry of Health. Oh, okay. Oh, I feel good. Or the World Health Organization. But hang on. It gets better because hold on a second here. Let me go up. Okay, here it is. In the wake of this virus, Facebook announced that it would remove any content about the coronavirus, and I quote, with false claims or conspiracy theories that have been flagged by the leading global health organizations and local health authorities. Thank you. Thank you for saving us from ourselves. My God, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Let me stand in line for the vaccine. Put a chip in me. I'm ready. Austin, save me.
Hold on, man. That This is exactly what, and it's like I said, and I'm not laughing, and I know you're not laughing because this isn't a like funny ha 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 situation. It's almost comical when you see how much they boldface lie to us, and then they come out with crap like this, and they're like, "You need to have your research know the facts. You need to know the facts, Rome. We got facts right now. We got to fact check it. We got to make sure it's accurate, and you need to come to a documented place. You know, CDC and the World Health Organization, they always have your best interest in heart. That's why they push the HPV vaccine on girls as young as 8, because they know it's really, really important for them that they contract cervical cancer or get some type of horrible autoimmune disease. They know this. Know the facts. Yeah, I know the facts. I know they got aborted fetal tissue in the MMR vaccine that they still pretend they don't have when it's on the vaccine insert ingredient list in the box. So, yeah,
wait a second, though. Hang on. I think that's fake news. Hang on a second. Even though it's on that pamphlet, but watch out. You're going to get flagged. You're going to get censored. You're going to get probably sued. Probably sued. This is incredible. It really is. And, you know, people are going to say, well, Doug, I don't like it when you yell. Well, you know what? I don't care. But you're right, man. Regardless of where this goes, I ain't liking any of this. I don't know about you. But by the way, healthmasters.com. Folks, let me explain this to you. You could sit here and you can watch this and you could say, well, you know, it's pretty bad. I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. But folks, here's what you need to do. Really, right now, go to healthmasters.com, 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 and keep in the back of your mind HR5, that's the coupon code, and scroll down and get the immune survival kit. There it is right there. And you know what? Hagman, named after me. That's not the Wuhan. It's not the Wuhan. It's not the J-Lo. It's the Hagman Immune Survival Kit. Folks, this is not going to last long. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. And if you can't get if they're sold out, then get what you can out of that list. And don't take that, what are we not supposed to take?
The stragglers, no, it's great to take, but if you do end up contracting a fever, you really want to put the stragglers to the side. It's an incredibly good product to boost the immune system, especially if you're starting to get run down. But don't take it with a high fever. And again, you know, and I'm reiterating this not because I'm trying to push anything, because we've discounted all the stuff we have on the website. A lot of it's been put on discount. We even have the coupon code HR5 is active. I think this kit is still on sale. We've been having issues all week down here. I've been fighting day and night. I've got 2 different manufacturers now that are working as fast as they can to get vitamin C rolls together and make sure, you know, it's the quality that I expect and everything, because when I saw this was going on, I started putting in orders with multiple manufacturers that make product for us to get stuff stocked up. Even if I got to sit on the inventory a while and discount it and just get it to customers, that's all I care about, because I want everybody to be healthy. But understand, once this starts to go, all this stuff, whether it's vitamins, whether it's food, whether it's water, all this stuff starts to get real hard to get and real expensive. That's why I've seen some people, and I'm not going to name any names, but some people have been increasing their prices on certain things right now. Oh, we're low on stock. We have to raise our price up at 30, 40, 50%. I'm not going to do that. I've never been like that. I'm not going to price gouge on anything. Anything, I put stuff on sale. I took the vitamin C off sale the other day because I couldn't fill orders. I was still waiting on another batch to get in, and it finally got in, and I just got a bunch in last night. I came to the office, got it in, got it, you know, out. We're catching up on all the orders. Everybody's got their stuff pretty much in route. We're fully caught up. So again, I appreciate all of our listeners and customers for the patience. But I just encourage everybody with everything, have some backup on this stuff, because you got to think about it. If it starts to get squirrely over here, starts to get real squirrely over here, you're not going to want to be running out and about all the time to go to the store. There's still going to be commerce that's open, no doubt. I mean, we're not going to I don't think the United States is going to come to a stop halt. You know, nothing's going to operate anymore. But everything's going to start to dry up. And then what you have to look at is how much exposure are you willing to take to something to go get a product. That being said, if you know you need a product and you know there's a lot of people that are sick right now and you're ordering something offline, You know that box is traveling from another state. Multiple people are handling it in transit. It's getting to your door. Numerous people have touched it. We know now that this coronavirus, they're saying, can be active up on any surfaces up to like 5 days. They're something out there saying that. And it's got a incubation period of up to 14 days, which means you're sick, basically. You're contagious, but you have no symptoms. So everywhere you go, everywhere you breathe on, everything you cough on, if you have that virus, you're shedding that virus everywhere. So you could be handling packages completely healthy, feeling healthy, but you have the virus and you're in your incubation period and you're spreading the virus and you don't know it. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to want to handle stuff coming into the office. If it goes to that, I'm going to be like, dude, we're kind of like hunkering down for a couple weeks until we figure out what's going on. And a lot of people are doing the same thing. You're not going to be wanting ordering stuff from all over the place. You're not going to want people coming to your front door and ringing your doorbell. And you better believe a lot of these UPS guys, post office guys, they're just going to take off work. They're not going to go wander around and handle all this mail and all these boxes coming from all these states if this stuff starts spreading. So I just bring that up just as – now's the time to get stuff prepped. If you wanted masks, if you wanted stored food, I don't sell any of that. I ran out of food. I only had a little bit of stored food here at the office. I sold out in a couple days. Can't even get any more right now. I need good food. I mean, it's going out of sale like everywhere. Same thing, like I said, with the Rawls, with D3, vitamin C, both the manufacturers, they're all starting to get huge orders in from multiple other companies and manufacturers because everybody sees the writing on the wall, what's about to go on. And so I just encourage everybody to get prepared with stuff. Just have it. You know, the immune system is one of the most important things to take care of and manage in a situation like this. And hygiene is also very important because if you have the raw nutrients and the ingredients, in most cases, you can stay really healthy. And if you do happen to contract this, I think you could probably pull through it pretty good with the right amount of supplementation and nutrients and basically being able to get through it. Because we've had, you know, a couple people, I think in the United States, have contracted it. And they started to recover, to my knowledge, a couple of them. But again, we still don't even have a full understanding of how aggressive this is and how many people are actually going to recover from it because the numbers are not adding up. Again, even what the mainstream Chinese outlets are telling us, where they're saying we've had 630 deaths, we've had 30,000 cases, and we've had 1,700 people recover. What's in the middle between that? Yeah, what's between those numbers?
Have you looked... Sorry, I didn't mean to overtalk you. We have a kind of a delay here. Have you looked at the possibility of a, and I've been getting this, folks, I know your questions, okay, but have you been getting, or have you seen the possibility of a gender-specific, this novel coronavirus, attacking, like, men greater than females, and also a,
ethnicity.
Thank you. What he said.
Ethnicity specific virus. Yes, I saw a report on that. I haven't been able to fully verify it, obviously, because a lot of stuff is still, it's such an early phase. We're still watching it. But yes, there was some research that came out that said this virus is much more predisposed to attack and also have a higher death count with Asian ethnicity. Now, whether or not that's accurate or not, I don't know, but it appears a lot, most of the people that are contracting it, not all of them, but a lot of them, I mean, obviously it's in China, so your numbers are going to be kind of skewed on that, but even some of the Americans have been, you know, essentially Asian that have contracted it. They're saying it has something to do with part of their lung cells that are just specific to Asian DNA. I don't have the article in front of me, but they were saying that, so I don't know if that's accurate or not. I mean, it sounds interesting, but again, we're in such an infancy stage of this virus. That's what a lot of people are saying right now. Like, oh, it's controlled now, it's contained, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, dude, this thing's just warming up. You know, SARS went on for like over almost a year and a half, and they had 8,000 cases total in a year and a half. And I mean, we're hearing that there's 32,000 cases, but we're also hearing that it's upwards of like 150 to 200,000 cases is what we're actually hearing. And this thing just started a couple weeks ago, you know, a month ago. It's just warming up. So we're going to see more research on ethnicity based and stuff like that as it goes forward to answer your question.
And I want to remind people, you know, I talked to Ted and Austin Brower. Let me explain this to you, folks. The information I see from Ted and Austin Brower is information, firsthand information from people in China. In other words, this isn't something that was found open source on the internet. This is information that is going from ground zero in China to Ted and Austin Brower. Okay, from people on the ground in China. So this is not recycled. Oh, I saw this before at Zero Hedge or whatever. No, this is information directly to them. I want to really confirm that because they got eyes on the situation and they got boots on the ground. Okay, firsthand witness. This is direct witness testimony to Ted and Austin Brower, which is why they're talking about it. This is not something you read on some forum on the internet. That's number one. And number two, when they say they're studying it, okay, we're talking about the backgrounds that, you know, yeah, they have the, necessary, experience to study this. So folks, that's what's different about Ted and Austin Brower. And I just want to drive that point home. And we're not just talking about the problem, which is the this new virus, but we're also talking about solutions too. And yep. take it or leave it. Okay. Healthmasters.com. Take it or leave it. And if you leave it, don't come yapping at me when you're dead. Okay. I don't want to hear it. So did you get that? Okay. Too quick for you, Eric? What? I'm
sorry. No, that was well said. And I mean, and that's something that we almost see all the time in natural issues down here, just say like in Florida with hurricanes. And that's why the majority of the population in Florida, old school Floridians that are born and raised here, we're usually not that impacted super negatively with, you know, hurricanes unless they're just absolutely devastating. But majority of the time, we kind of know how to handle the situation and we stay fairly prepared. But we always end up having these individuals that come down from other states that aren't Floridians who pretend that they live in this Pollyanna Florida, that it's like this amazing state and nothing bad happens and we don't have water moccasins and we don't hunt 12-foot gators and we don't have hurricanes and we don't have sinkholes and all that stuff. They pretend that doesn't exist and then something happens and also they're like, oh my gosh, how did this happen? And we're like, dude, we told you this when you moved here. You don't go chase water moccasins. It's just something you don't do. You shoot them. Oh, they're snakes. You got to be nice to them. They're protected. No, they're not protected. They're reptiles, and they're everywhere down here. Don't get near them. Just shoot them. And I say that with a little bit of sarcasm, but don't be that guy again. Don't be that guy that everybody says, don't go pick up the water moccasin. Don't get near the water moccasin. If the water moccasin comes towards you, you need to shoot him. And you're that guy that walks over the water moccasin and tries to pet him and you get bit. And everybody looks at you and laughs and they're like, now you got to go to the hospital to get antivenom. You're an idiot. This is what we're telling everybody right now. If this virus continues to go at the rate that it's going and it comes to the United States, there's no harm in being prepared. Even if you don't have to use your storable food, even if you have vitamins that go on for a couple months, even if you have extra supplies, there's no harm in that. It means you're more prepared for another situation that might occur in the future. But I'm telling you right now, it's not coincidence that this thing got released right now when we're at one of the biggest everything bubbles we've ever experienced in our lives in the United States. And everything that's going on around the whole country and the world. I mean, you got volcanoes now in California. I think it's like two or three volcanoes now in California that have been put like on alert. You got earthquakes left and right every single day. We had an earthquake down here in Jamaica last week that hit Miami. There's aftershocks in Miami, out of Miami Beach. We don't get earthquakes in Florida. We're one side away from being an island. We're peninsula. We don't get earthquakes over here. Whatever that was from, I don't know. But there's some weird stuff going on right now. And I think the coronavirus is kind of being used as a distraction at some point to kind of keep people looking at it while other things are getting in the works. But then at the same time, they're downplaying the coronavirus so people don't panic too much. And then when it goes sideways, they're going to make sure they're the all savior with the new vaccine that I'm, you know, Bill Gates is probably going to fund and send out. So be aware of what's going on right now. Look at everything that's going on. And anytime, and I say this with very, very, very strong certainty, anytime you see the mainstream media immediately come out and try to rebuttal stuff and say it's fake news and there's no legitimate, real, true backing that they can rebuttal it with, they just basically come out and say, that's fake, that hasn't been substantiated, that's not accurate, fake news. Our third-party fact-checkers, you know, which, I want to know who hires these people. Where's the job application for that? I didn't get asked to be a third party fact checker. Where do these people come from?
Austin, your facts are, you don't have the right set of facts. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Who makes the facts? That's my question. Who comes in? Who's the guy at the top that's like, these are the facts. These are the things that you can only talk about. Anything else is fake news. And you're like, but who made you the fat check king? I didn't vote for you. It's an oligarchy. Shut up and sit down.
There you go. Know. In fact, hang on a second. Donald Trump should have done to Nancy Pelosi. Smack her on the nose with the newspaper. Yeah. But anyway.
That whole clown and circus act with her and everything ripping up that, she's such a nightmare. I mean, she's so horrible to look at. She looks like she's demon possessed. Every time she talks off teleprompter, she slurs her words so bad. She sounds like she's been like on a 48-hour alcohol bender. And I'm like, you're actually running Congress? Like, you're an embarrassment to this country every time I see her. And just everything she says and comes out of her mouth. But notice, nobody ever fact checks her, even when she makes idiotic comments that are completely and totally inaccurate. There's no fact checking. So obviously we see the bias of the king of fact checkers, whoever this king is that we can't know who he is, that gets to make the facts. I don't know. I'd like to meet him one day because I'd have some serious discussions and arguments that I'd bring to him.
Oh man, I'll tell you what. I think we should make that happen. Yeah. And what you said earlier too, you know, you said, well, you know, this virus could be somewhat of a distraction and it could be used that, I think you might have said it could be used as a distraction. I agree with you on that. Just the way, and I look at it this way. If you're in a gunfight, if you've ever been in a war, thankfully I have not, but from what I understand, if you're ever in a gunfight, you know, you lay down a cover fire, that's a hell of a distraction. To your enemy by laying down cover fire unless, you know, your enemy gets hit by a bullet or gets, you know, so the distraction can turn into a tool, or the tool could be used as a distraction, vice versa. So yep. It's not mutually exclusive. So yes. Okay. So I think we've pretty much identified to this point. And, you know, look, we can address this at a more granular level. I do believe this is a bioweapon. I talked to your dad. I think you do too. I think this is tweaked enough. It's got all the elements and we don't have to get down to that level of reference. But you know what, folks, here's what you need to do. And I mean this, do what I do. And that's just, make my family and make, myself, make my family take healthmasters.com. And you know what, folks? They're not jacking their prices up. In fact, HR5 is coupon code. HR5 coupon code. Go to healthmasters.com right flipping now and load up. Healthmasters.com, HR5. And you know what? If you think that that's a push for product, you're damn right it is. Because you know why? I want you around because we need the numbers. You know, our listener base is falling off. So we need the numbers. I'm kidding, of course. But no, we need you around. My friend, thank you.
Absolutely, Doug. Been a pleasure to be on the show, and I just encourage all of your listeners, thank you for support. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting you. The healthier that everybody is in this Patriot community, the bigger of a difference we can change and make things happen. Because when you're sick, you don't want to do anything. When you're healthy and alert and awake, you can actually do something when it comes down to it.
Right on, brother. Thank you, Austin. I appreciate that. I appreciate your time today. Folks, healthmasters.com, HR5 coupon code. Good stuff. Good information. He was on fire today. All right, folks, that'll do it for me. God bless each and every one of you. Watch HagmanReport.com. Seriously, watch it this weekend. Why? Because I told you to. And Madge, have a good birthday. God bless you. And drop my pen. All right. Hey, God bless each and every one of you. Have a great day. HagmanStore.com. Coffee. You need to be.